Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing He Shall Reign, and in part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Christmas is About Worship, from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
Forever. the authenticity of your worship is the fact that you want to be where Jesus is at. You want to be in His presence. It's just not in the confines of this building and this room. You are to walk with the Lord every day. You are to worship God every day. You are to serve God every day. You are to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness every day. You are to live for the Lord every day. You are to express what God has done in your life and your heart. This is just not a Sunday thing, friend. This is a lifetime thing. That we today have been changed by the power of Almighty God, and that we live and we serve Him every day. We want to be where Jesus is at. Amen? And He's in your heart and your life. And if you've been saved today, you want Him today to be exalted in your life. You want to get as close to Him as you can. And today you do that by worship. You do that by being in the house of the Lord. You do that by prayer. You do that today by separating yourself from the world. You do that by putting Jesus first in your life and seeking His Word and praying and reading His Word every day and declaring in your living today that Jesus is Lord. Amen. See, it's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to live it. And if you say it, brother, you better start living it. Because if you don't, then you're living a lie. And God's going to hold you accountable for that. We need to seek the Lord and put Him first in everything and in all things today. And so what made that worship, really, it was a level of commitment that they had. It took them a great time to get to Jesus. You read and you study and you understand. I mean, this wasn't like, oh, go down, take a left and take a right and then pull in the driveway and you're there at Bethlehem's manger. That wasn't the case for them. They had a long journey, and let me tell you what, they were not driving fast cars. They were riding camels. Amen. Folks, it took them a long time to get there, but they had a level of commitment to get to be where Jesus was at. So this took a lot of inconvenience up and down the Judean hills. This cost them something. This cost them. Anytime that you're going to serve the Lord, it's going to cost you to have a commitment to the Lord. Come on, church. It will take inconvenience to get you to where the Savior is at and what He wants to do in your life. So authentic worship today involves a commitment on our part to desire to serve the Lord. So commitment then will often involve today a lot of inconvenience. I don't know about you, but you know what? The bed sure did feel good this morning. On a cloudy day and it's kind of cool outside, we want to roll over instead of rolling out. But I promise you, if it's like this tomorrow, you're not going to have no second thoughts because you're going to roll out to get to that place of employment so you can get that payola so that you can live and yeah, buy all those Christmas presents that you're going to buy. Huh? And have no money in there. That's right. Where's that level of commitment to the Lord? Really, where's Jesus in our life every day? Have really... much desire do we have to serve Him today? So it's going to cost you something. It's going to be inconvenient. We worked hard yesterday. Got up. It's been like this since we got back last Friday. I'm telling you what, man, it's just been crazy. And it starts all over again tomorrow. Hitting the road. I got to be in two places in the same day. And I don't know how I'm going to do it. But God will give me the grace to do it, I'm sure. Hope it's no blue light specials on the side of the road. Jane, tell your son to take the day off tomorrow. Amen. But anyway, it's inconvenient. I mean, we was up at the crack of day yesterday, and we went to Appomattox and filmed that Christmas parade because the old parade at the railroad festival was rained out. We just felt a sense of commitment to do something. So we went and we went down and we filmed it. Then we stayed down there all day, filmed their game, then their final game in the championship series that if they won, they would go to the championship for the 2A championship for the state, which they won and which they will play this Saturday. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. Then I had to come back and I had to do all the other stuff that I do on Saturday. Things just don't disappear, you know. Well, we got home and I worked hard a couple of days to get stuff done. And I'll be honest with you, man, I didn't have to think about falling into bed last night. My body just ran to it and jumped in. Amen. I got up this morning, I thought, Lord, have mercy. I feel like I've aged 10 years. Amen. What didn't hurt, I didn't have, I guess. But anyway, there's a lot to it. You think, well, it's no big deal. You just go throw a camera up and let her rip, potato chip. No, it's not that easy. I wish it was. Worked hard. There's a lot of inconvenience. I had to sacrifice my day. But was it worth it? To me, it was. Because I felt like we did something good for our community. Listen, when it comes to serving the Lord, inconvenience, there's no problem with that. Because you're doing something good for the kingdom. Amen. And that's what our life should be about today. If you are an authentic worshiper today, distance, distractions, and all these other things will not keep you from the Savior. Will not preclude you from coming to be in the presence of the Lord. Let me hurry here. Three Persian wise men were highly educated. They were sophisticated. And they were basically what we would call the cream of the crop. And the wise men were not losers. These wise men were just not people who didn't have any achievement in their life and hadn't accomplished anything. They were very well known and noted and highly respected. They were at the top of the Persian society, I guess you could say, in saying the fact that in their life, that was not the priority. Their life was that we've got to get to Jesus. Is that what your life is about today? You've got to get to Jesus. Unfortunately, today, the higher people go in society and the more sometimes education they get and the more that they make, they lose a sense of the need of worship. And they understood today that worship is a value issue. Worship is a value issue, and it should be a value issue to you and I today. For them, the most important thing was to basically come into His presence with worship. That should be our priority today. It should be our priority tonight. How's your worship today, church? Is it pleasing to the Lord, or are you just limping through it? You know today, how do you value Him in your life today? Is He a pastime and a part-time, or is He what your life is all about? These are good thoughts, aren't they? Do you really hold Him up high in your life? Is He exemplified in your living every day? Be assured God pays attention to your worship. And He's not listening to excuses. Today He wants real worship from His people. Amen. The wise men came to Herod and said, well, we saw the star in the east and we have come to worship Him. Now, they didn't see a star. They saw His star. Amen. This was, and I really don't think it was any other stars out that night. I think His was the only one. I think it was His star. And if you try today to give a description of God today, to try to make sense of God and to understand totally today, I tell you, I guess you could say in one word, He is light. Light. He is the light of the world. And He's the only light that we have that will make a difference today. When they saw the star, when they saw the star was the light, wasn't it? Then they started to take action and there became a dominance in their life that they wanted to express to the glory of God their worship. See, your worship expresses the glory of God that's in your life. No worship, no glory. Amen. They saw it. The wise men saw it. We don't need a star in the sky. We got a star living within our heart and in our life called the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, let your light so shine before men that they'll see your good works and glorify, glorify, glorify your Father which is in heaven. The bright manifestation of God, and God wants to manifest Himself in your living every day. He wants to want you to show the world, hey, Jesus is real and alive in my living. Amen. So when they saw the glory of God, they saw it manifested in the heaven, supernaturally explained and expressed, we find that they said, we will do whatever it takes to go worship Him.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, at aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.